Hey everybody, it's your boy, Yuri Voice, and it has been a long week. Happy November, thank you for another month of support here on Patreon, but also thank you for your support through this really difficult time that I've found myself in. Some of you may not know, on the 26th of October, three trees fell on my house. Me and the cats are safe. Everyone's all right, but my house was pretty damaged. And over that week, I found out that, well, at first I thought, we'll just have to, maybe you stay in a hotel for a couple of nights and then construction will start on the roof and it'll be fine. And then the electricity stayed off in my neighborhood for a few days. Okay. Excuse me. Okay. A couple more days at a hotel. That's cool. And then my landlord said, the entire frame of the house is fucked and, you've got to find a different place to live. So, it was a lot, and ever since then, the past few days have been a roller coaster, physically and emotionally. It has been a lot to process. I know a lot of you have already heard a lot of this. So I apologize for repeating things or, boring you. I'm going to try not to. I'm just going to try and... these monthly updates are the behind-the-scenes things. I have started the Headphones Recommended podcast, which is going to be a monthly podcast that is now on hold while I'm in this transitional period. It's tough when, if you're like me, I like having everything mapped out and planned, and maybe I don't always get it done quickly, or I procrastinate or whatever, but I have a pretty distinct direction and intention with what I'm doing. I'm adjusting to this setup. Right now I'm in an Airbnb, so the microphone probably doesn't sound as good as normal. That's because I'm in a living room. This Airbnb didn't have a desk. There was a desk in the picture. I thought I'd be able to create a little workspace, but without a desk, there was nowhere to mount the boom arm. There was nowhere to put my mounted screens. So I had to basically create a little corner here in this living room where I'm on the love seat. I brought an end table over to have my mouse and keyboard and Go XLR on. I have used a chair to mount my boom arm and to rest my speakers on. And then I had to use the living room television as my computer screen, and I have turned the table it's sitting on to face me in the corner of this room. So things probably don't sound as good as normal. I am doing the best I can with what I have. So trees fell on my house, had to find a new place. So it took me a while to accept what was happening. I had a really nice thing going on where I was at. My expenses were low. I could focus on paying off my car and stuff. And it was really nice. But thankfully, due to all of the support from you all here on Patreon, I am able to go and rent a better place than where I was, a place where I feel like over the course of the next 3 years, I will be able to thrive, to become a better version of myself, to continue creating this content and pushing the boundaries of what I think I can do and all of that. And if you hear stuff in the background, that's the cats. The cats are here. That's the nice thing. We didn't get to have them when staying in a hotel, but it was important to me to get an Airbnb that allowed me to have pets. And three cats is a lot of pets. It was not easy to convince them to let me have my three cats here. But I could not board them for that long. My heart would break, and that's very not great for them to just be kept in a kennel for that long. I'm okay. We're good. Everything is good. So I found a place. The move-in date is not till the 14th, so that's why I'm now here at this Airbnb. But found a place. I'm in love with it. I will absolutely share pictures with you all when I get it, you know, set up. So that's exciting. Hi, Tom. Tom and Toshi are here. Sammy's hiding upstairs because he's a little freaked out, but he'll be okay. Toshi's being bad. Okay. I'm sorry. My brain, I'm so emotionally and physically and mentally exhausted. It's a lot. I'm not a very adulty adult. Adulting is hard for me. And I've had to go through the whole process of putting in a rental application and stuff, and explaining what I do. And, you know, anytime you're like, oh, I'm self-employed and I make enough money to rent a house, people look at you funny, you know? They're like, oh, you, okay, so what do? And give you, like, you know, they question the legitimacy of your business. So, you know, I had to put on my big boy voice and, you know, kind of explain myself as clearly and concisely as I could, while also being very blunt and forward, because it's like, I don't have a fucking house. I'm not going to sit here and, like, you know, play patty cake. You know, my money is just as green as anyone else's. I want this fucking house, so let's go. And it worked, thankfully. I love the place. I'm just really excited. There's hydrangeas out front, and hydrangeas are my favorite. Yeah. I also really love the studio room. So the third bedroom is really small. Like, the third bedroom, you couldn't put an adult in it. It would have to be for a child. And that means it's perfect for a home studio for voiceover. Because my room that I was using at the old place was fairly big. It was a genuine, like, third bedroom. And having the space a bit more tight really helps, because if you treat the room and it's that small, you get a really nice condensed sound, and I'm going to love it, because that means I can do more with the treatment I have, and I can look into making the design look cool. I can make it a nice, cool office. Mine was very much kind of like, oh, I have this, and it works. So now this is like, you know, starting from scratch, I can design it with the the intended use of recording audio. So that's really cool. And it's out in the country. I will no longer have clucking chickens, or barking dogs ruining my audio. And it's far enough away from the road that any whirring in the background is distant enough that it's not even picked up. So that's really cool. Okay, so talking about the emotional roller coaster of all this, yesterday, on November 1st, Carlin of Carlin Audio hosted a fundraising live stream for me. And when he reached out to me, I don't want to talk too much about the behind the scenes stuff, but I will say he reached out to me beforehand, you know, days beforehand, and just genuinely asked, like, hey man, you know, what's the plan? How are things? Like, how are you for real? And oh God, I'm going to get emotional again. I've told a few people this, and I told Cardlin a bit of this as well, but I am a pretty jaded person. I've been around the block enough times to be pretty burnt out on trusting people and opening up and stuff like that. And the thing about Cardlin is that he has a lot of qualities of a great leader, in the sense that he has such a big heart and is selfless and very genuine. And he, you know, he reached out, told me about the plans for doing the fundraiser. And I have never been a type that was like too proud to accept help when I needed it. And I've been in denial about like how tough this is. I know the situation and I am acting accordingly, but this is the first time in several years that I've had to deal with strife like this. Like an actual real life challenge like this. And I was not sure how I would react looking back, like separating myself from the me of right now. Just thinking like without knowing what happened, like, this isn't making a lot of sense. What I'm trying to say is over recent memory, I was not sure how I would react to an event like this. And I know it's easy in retrospect to, you know, analyze or whatever. But I can tell you that I had not dealt with something like this in a long time. And I had also changed a lot over these past few years. So I was not sure how I could react to something like this. And now that it's happening and I'm here, I'm so much better at not panicking and taking it in stride and compartmentalizing and picking my times to freak out when necessary. Oh God, I almost knocked the chair over. I'm sorry. I hit the microphone and then it started sliding around. Okay. I don't know what I was trying to say. Like I said, my brain is mush. So this fundraiser happens and I was really nervous because not only is it a live stream and I'm just always nervous about that, but it's about me. It's about my my issue going on right now with the house and the trees falling on it. So I was really, really nervous. And we had all these silly things planned, and I was just so scared that I would be in a bad place and not be funny or anything like that. And we... Toshi. Hey, hey. Get out of there. Sorry. And it went great. Great doesn't even begin to describe. The community, I'm sure several of you are listening right now, people donated nearly $6,000 to me. And accompanying these donations were messages and thoughts that, you know, one of my favorite things about doing this is the feedback I get from people who say that I've helped them or that I was able to comfort them in a time of need, and just to see how many people would come together like that to help me in a time where I've done my best to be okay. You know, it's not that I think that being upset or scared or any of that is weak. Appearing weak isn't my concern. If you know me at all, you know that I wear all of my weaknesses on my sleeve. I'm very flawed like that. And it's more, I had to fight really, really, really hard the past 3 years to become self-sufficient. After living a whole life where people considered me lazy or a user or someone who couldn't take care of themselves, I had to prove them wrong for myself. And I accomplished that. And I know in my head, I know, like, this extreme circumstance that I am now in does not reflect on that ability that I procured and developed over the past 3 years. I know these things are not, I know it's not that. But, like, in my guts, I feel that same, when I felt that threatening feeling of potentially losing everything, not just my home, since my home is where I work, this Patreon, my audios, everything was threatened. Everything that brought me out of that dark place was threatened. And it was scary. And it is scary still. And I don't know how I got to this point that I was trying to make. I don't know. What I'm saying is, for everyone to come together to support me like that, it hit me in the feels in ways that words can't even express. None of it feels real. The amount of money the amount of people, the amount of love. It's so hard to process in my head because my reality, there was no room for that in the past. And to see it now manifest like this in my time of need is, it means so much. It means so much to me. I feel like there were like 4 points I was trying to make in that whole tangent, and I missed all of them. So I'm sorry. I didn't take any notes. This is the first time I'm really recording in this makeshift setup I've got going on. I just kind of wanted to sit down and talk. I have a lot to sort through. And what's crazy is I was already dealing with stuff before the tree fell on the house. I had some personal stuff going on, and I'm still trying to sort through that. But it's just funny how, you know, you can start walking into this new chapter of your life or whatever, and you know things are changing, and you're like, okay, well, all right. And then literally the universe throws a few trees through your fucking house and is like, oh, you thought this was just going to be a little change? No, 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 no. This is a fucking whole different everything. So it's just been a lot to, the worst I got, and I'm only going to talk about it because I almost feel bad that I'm in a spot right now where like the emotions are so muted. I did get emotional during the stream yesterday, but even then I wasn't. It was only to an extent. It feels like there's a hard cap on where my emotions will go. And that's probably because if there wasn't, I feel things so deeply. Like, I can't. Well, I was going to say I can't half-ass a feeling, but it's not half-assing. It's that if my version of half-assing is most people's extremes. So, like, when I'll use love as an example. When I fall in love, everything else stops, and I can only love, and it is terrible. And that is why I'm not pursuing relationships, because I can't figure out how to emote in moderation like that. So like when I'm sad, it's really intense sad. And, you know, it's things that I would probably need to talk to a therapist about, probably get on some medicine. But I like feeling things deeply like that. It allows me to tap into things that, help me with work, with the audios, with my creativity. It allows me to go places that are good for me to go for reasons outside of just feeling. So the time that I it all started to hit me, I was out to lunch with my mom. And I started to get so frustrated knowing it all settled in. Like, the house where I, you know, developed Yuri Voice, where it became a business, where I changed my whole life, that is gone now. I do not have that comfort anymore. Things are changing. And at that point, I didn't know what was going to happen with finding a new place or anything. I didn't know. And it was like I went through all of the stages of grief twice over lunch. I was frustrated and sad. And then I started like looking at all the silver linings. And then I was frustrated again. And, you know, by the time lunch was done, I was kind of at peace. Because it was just like, okay, well, this is happening. And it's going to happen whether I want it to or not. So it's time to start thinking about moving forward rather than, you know, being frustrated or scared or anything. The best thing I could do was just to begin finding my way forward. So I did. But the point of all that was just like, I don't want people to see me, especially, and this is different from like talking about my personal life with my friends and family. That's different. You know, I don't think I've had a good cry over it yet, but I'm sure if I find the time, I will, and it might be with people. I don't know where I'm going with any of this at this point. I'm just kind of riffing. The live stream was, it was a lot. It was a whole lot to be just submerged in all these emotions and all this outpouring of love. It was a powerful thing. It was one of the most incredible moments of my life, genuinely, to see everyone come together, whether they had been a fan of mine for 3 years or if they had just learned about me, or maybe they hadn't even listened to me at all and they just learned about my situation through the stream and wanted to help. It is a lot. It is a lot to contemplate and a lot to consider and meditate on. I think that is the best way to talk about what I feel about that and how I'm handling it, is that I'm meditating on these things. I'm taking the time to think about all the love and the support and what it means to me and what it means to this community of people. And I don't just want to throw out all the flowery words, and I don't want to ham it up for you guys. I'm not going to force anything. But what I am going to do is carefully look at what has happened here and moving forward, use it as motivation to give back and to create the best content I can to continue to push forward and to make you all proud, because that is the best way I know how to express my gratitude. The best way I know how to express my gratitude now is to take the time to get right. So like right now, today, I'm trying to rest. I'm trying to get my head on straight. And probably tomorrow too, I still have to do packing. But then when Monday comes around, I want to be ready to start giving back the best way I know how, which is, you know, do the best I can with the work that you all have come to love. That's what I know how to do. So that's what I'm going to try to do. And, you know, part of what scared me the most out of this whole thing is, like, I've planned for this month to be a big month for the past several months. Basically, ever since Pokemon Sword and Shield was announced, I knew November 2019, I'm gonna smash it. And, you know, obviously the timeline is all messed up now. I had hoped I'd have scripts ready and audios ready right now. And they're not, because I'm dealing with this. And, you know, I'm still feeling good about it. Oh, Toshi's being bad. I'm still feeling good about it. But back when I didn't know, like, where I would be able to record, when I had to use the Blue Yeti instead of my actual microphone, you know, I was so mad because I feel so strongly about the content that's going to come out this month and how important it will be for me and the channel. So for that to be threatened, that bothered me a lot. But I think, you know, I'm going to be here at this Airbnb for 2 weeks. The microphone quality in here isn't terrible. It's not the best. It's not my usual. But the microphone works. It doesn't sound like crap. So I'm going to get to work. And that's the plan. Leon and Guzma audios. I've got a few already recorded Guzma audios that'll be coming out. I think I've got one more Aizawa thing that needs to come out and a Sidon thing. So, like, this first week of November will be the non-Pokemon stuff. But then after that first week of November is just all Pokemon. And that's the plan. It's, I said on Twitter today, I feel like I need, like, aftercare. Or maybe I didn't say that. Maybe I thought about tweeting it and I didn't. Or I said it to someone. Anywho, I genuinely feel like I need some aftercare from the fucking life gave me. I would kill just to be, like, you know, wrapped up in a blanket and have my head padded a little. I would probably cry, honestly. That would probably get me to unravel. It's good to just talk like this. It's kind of like, it's just a whole, like, train of thought, just stream of consciousness. There you go. That's the word. And I know it's probably been a mess to listen to, because I am a mess. My brain feels like mashed potatoes. Toshi, what are you doing? Get out of here. It definitely feels like my brain is mush. So I'm sure this probably sounds like my brain is mush. Deep breaths, huh? All right, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. But I will add, there is, for the first week of November, there is the Support Yuri Voice merch that is for sale for this limited time. All the proceeds go to me. It's a lovely sticker by my dear friend Jackie. She drew my cats in a moving box, and they're beautiful. And you can get that on a sticker, on a t-shirt, or a bag. And if you get it, I'd love to see pictures. I sent out the enamel pins. Many of you have sent me pictures. I know the people here in the States will definitely get them sooner. If you live across the globe and you qualified and I sent it to you, who knows, honestly, when it will arrive. But I'm keeping an eye out. I'm watching, like, the shipment stuff. Hi, Tom. Tom came downstairs to see me. Is there anything else? There, my P.O. box, also, I was, you know, it was going to be talking about my P.O. box because Christmas, if people wanted to send me cards or stuff, I do have a P.O. box. But now it's more like care packages because trees fell on my house. I'll post that in the body of this as well. And if you're listening to this, obviously you're a patron. Thank you for supporting me here on Patreon. If this would have happened to me before Patreon was at this level, my life would be turned upside down in ways that can't even compare to this. Because so much of this is, like, all the moving, the everything, it's on me. Like, oh, hi, Tom. Tom came up here onto the couch to say hi. You want to purr for everybody? Hey. You want to purr? Oh, if he starts purring, I'll give you guys to him. You can hear him. He's getting there. I don't know. It's probably going to be really hard to hear. Hi, honey. My boy, what are you doing? Why don't you lay down? What's Toshi doing? Being bad. Yeah. What are you doing? He's just like here standing on my leg like, is it my turn to get on the mic? Okay, I guess I'm gonna hang out with my cats and just kind of unwind. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourselves. I'm sorry this is such a mess. You'll be hearing from me again soon. Thank you. Like, truly, thank you. Okay, I didn't stop recording because Tom is like halfway on my lap. And me and him are two big boys. So, hey, Toshi, get out of the garbage. You little shit. Oh my God. He's like, he's got one arm on my leg leaning on me. Tom does, that is. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm just going to go pet my cat. Take care of yourselves. Bye.